How we doing?
We are officially in the future, baby cakes. What's going on with you?
Natty Bumper Card, it's great to talk to you, my friend.
Kevin Joseph Grifo, it is great to talk to you, too. What's been going on?
It's been way too long. It's been way too long since we provided the people what they want, which is content from the dumb fellas.
See, here's the sad thing. I don't know if anyone's picking up on this. Kevin is actually in a remote area. I am in a basement because none of the dumb fellas can be in the same room physically at the same time anymore. It's a sad state of affairs. Break it down for me, KJG.
Well, I think if more than three of us are in the same room at the same time, the world just explodes.
Is that what happens?
So, I'm pretty sure, man, because it hasn't happened in a few weeks.
A few weeks? You're giving it weeks? I don't think we've... Have we all... I mean, it's been... Well, I mean, there was a Christmas episode.
The four of us did a little road trip. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We did... Again, and then I apologize in advance for this because, again, I am not with Natty. Natty is in the garage. I am in an attic. So it is tough, but we are going to try to pull through and kind of give a little state of the dumb fellas address here tonight, Natty. Am I correct in that?
You are very correct, and I am actually wearing a dress, a floral spring dress, for the occasion. Are you doing the same?
No, I'm wearing a whole bunch of stamps because I was returned to sender because my address was not good.
Yeah, I was expecting a good Grifo pun there, and nothing happened. What? I don't understand.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't good.
It was great. You know what? It was forgotten gold, as I like to call it.
Natty Bumper Car invented forgotten gold.
So, let's see here. Let's do a rundown.
Let's do it.
Kevin Joseph Grifo, still shining Wizards Kevin. And that's every Tuesday night?
Correct, sir.
Okay, so that's a podcast that everyone can listen to Kevin on. I am still the Bumper Podcast. Just put out episode 350 last week. That's a weekly podcast.
Congratulations, pal.
Thank you, sir. It's fair. I was more excited than anyone, I feel like. I am astonished that it's happened to go on this long. What's his name? KP Burke is now exclusively at the American Loser podcast. Try as we might to entice him back to our table, all he does is say he loves us as he pushes us away.
I don't think we've seen the last of of KP Burke on the old. I haven't. You might have.
I hope we haven't. I'd be very. Why does everybody think I hate him? What's happening?
No. Listen. We're a family.
It's true.
It's all that. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. Is we're a family.
We had a show.
The dumb fellas are the world's... Oh, God. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Well, we're not talking... Oh, we're not... I'm not even going to bring that up. But I was going to say, KP was on the show. And Kevin was also, and we were all three of us. But at a point, his stage act was just talking about how much I don't like him, which was very comfortable for me because his parents were there, and I was standing next to them. And I tried to put my hand on his dad's shoulder, and he brushed it away. So,
old Larry Burke wasn't having any of that.
He was done with me. His mother wouldn't hug me goodbye. It was just a real scene. It was real sad. But
excuse me for cutting you off. That's weird. When like it's one thing if like your brother doesn't love you, like KP.
Yeah,
it's one thing for him to turn his family against you.
Yeah, I mean, we always had such a good rapport, such a good, you know, just feeling towards each other, and now it's just lost in the winds. I don't know. Speaking of lost in the winds, when's the last time you looked upon the baby blue eyes of one Mr. Big Rich from Jersey?
BRFJ, my man, Pots and Pans.
Pots and Pans.
My bro to the show, Ovo. We did a show at the Orange Elks.
Oh.
In beautiful Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
myself, Rich McDonald, Mr. Joe Carney, Kate Nichols.
Oh, she's nice. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's fantastic, and she's hysterical. I think it was the first time in, like, maybe 4 or 5 years that I've worked with her, and, like, it was a crowd of, like, 200 people. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Had the best set that I could remember.
Better than last night? Okay, good. All right. I just want to make sure.
No, God. We could talk about last night. Last night was brutal, bro.
Kevin Joseph Garifo, if you don't know him on social media, you should follow him at Shining Wizards Kevin on all the places. He's one of those comedians who every night he crushes it, he kills it, he destroys, all the words. Our love of comedy, as Rich would say. What happened to you last night?
All right, so listen, our listeners are our friends, right? They're our friends. So I'm talking to friends as opposed to, like, you know, listeners.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I will tell my friends what I would tell my best friends, which are you guys. I ate a big turkey leg last night. and for those who are listening to this, I guess on Thursday, last night is Sunday.
Yes.
So it was, I'm not going to talk anything about the room. I'm just saying I laid a turkey and ate its leg.
It was like one of those Renaissance fair turkey legs, like one of the really big ones.
Oh, it was wrapped around a chain for me. It was like a necklace. And so whenever I wanted to eat some more of it, I just picked it back up and ate it like King Arthur, right? Is that the one?
Yeah, he's a turkey eating man, I'm sure. So now here's how Kevin's set went. It was something I'd never seen before. Sometimes comedians will mess up. They'll flub a joke, one joke, right? And that happens. And then you kind of move on. Maybe you comment on it like, oh, I wrecked that joke. But Kevin messed up a joke, and we were all familiar, and so we realized what had happened. But then he went on to not mess up the next joke, but also the trifecta, the hat trick, three jokes in a row, and it was a thing of beauty, I felt.
It may have been more than three.
That's where I lost count. Yeah, that's where I lost count, but yeah. It could have been more.
I may not have told a single setup and punch in the order the entire night. But
you even did your, that's okay, guys. I've been embarrassed before. And
how many of you accidentally walked into the ladies' room? How many of you unpurposely walked into the... nothing was working for me that last night.
It was
absolutely nothing.
It was so well done that when I was hosting and I got up after Kevin's set. No, there was somebody after you. I got up after her set, and I realized that Kevin had left his beer, his half drunken beer on the stage. So it was a quick exit.
Bro, I wanted nothing to do with the rest of that night at all, which was unfortunate because I had some friends in the crowd.
Yeah. You did. I didn't know that.
So yeah, I had an old friend from high school and her mother, who are friends with my father.
Oh.
So like it oh. was. Has I there, haven't seen this.
Has there been fallout yet? Oh, you finished your. I'm sorry. I was so excited. I forgot about the father part. The connection there.
Yeah. No fallout. Everything's good. I talked to my friend today. She was like, don't be, I was like, I probably apologize. I'm like, it's not the first impression I wanted to make after, God knows, 15, 18 years of seeing you. And her mother was there, and she was totally fine with it. She's cool. She's a friend, their family friends. It was just like, I feel like that's what threw me off, though.
Yeah. And they were sitting right up front, too.
They were right there. I mean, damn, look at me.
You know, that's okay. I wasn't going to get into that, but yeah. It was a little light. A little light last night. A little light.
No, we don't have to say that.
I'm just saying our headliner, he's not a draw, you know? And I'm not, you know. I'm just kidding. He brought...
Maddie, how much time have we done so far on this podcast?
We've done 10 minutes, about 10 minutes. So let's do that, though. Let's talk about... So Big Rich from Jersey, he's lost in love, living the high life, doing his thing. He's still a dumb fella. I think everyone is still a dumb fella. I think we just, you know, we're just trying to figure some things out. What about Big Joe Carney?
Everyone has a big schedule but me. So I'm the one that bothers all of you guys. Monday. Like, I'm the one that has nothing better to do with his life. So I'm like, come on.
Yeah, guys, why aren't we getting together? Guys. It's
literally every day I'm asking you guys, when can we possibly do this?
And
let's
like,
do it.
You guys are
adults.
Well,
you guys are grown up.
It's unfortunate, but true. But so last week, Joseph Carney, sickly, had pneumonia and the flu at the same time. I don't want to give away his health information, I guess, but he was sick. He was a very sick man. And so then we rescheduled for this week, and something else terrible happened to him. He actually hurt his knee, is what I understand. And if anyone knows Dumbfella's lore, and then KP actually told this story last night, KP, at Rich's bachelor party, tried to pick Joe Carney up, and in doing so, in a drunken stupor, ended up tearing his ACL, I think it was, right? He blew his knee out.
Correct.
And so now today, you know, we try to do a little message chat, like, hey, all right, here's what time we're meeting, here's what we're doing, yada, yada. And Joe comes back with, blew my knee out. Good luck, fellas, or something like that. It was just like, what is happening?
I love you guys.
Yep. There's always love. Yeah. Everyone always throws love in. Everyone in the crowd, if you hear a beep, that's me editing. So that's the state of the Dumbfellas.
And also edit the part about you mentioning that you're editing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gee. Well, so now I have to edit this part out, too. God bless it.
We're good if you edit the first part out.
That's true. First part, the part, the second part. So that's where we are. Are we still a podcast?
Yes.
Are we still friends?
Yes.
I was going to say, were we ever? No, just kidding. Yes, obviously, of course we are. Are we going to be making new podcasts and recording new episodes and putting new content out?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes. I want Adam Lucidi here to just chant yes.
Well, see, this is the cool thing. Since we're doing this remotely, this does give us the opportunity to bring in our friend Adam Lucidi at some point,
which just made my heart freaking melt.
Possible. See, you're like the Grinch. Your heart just grew three times the size of your liver.
Oh boy,
I know.
God, you know how to get the dagger right in there when you want it.
I set it up and then
Now the heart that just grew like that many sizes is now back to like an almond.
That's fine. That's all you need. It's an almond shape. So that's where we are. And right now we're just doing this little quick pop in to let everyone know we still exist. We're still alive, and
more of a pilot test for the future in terms of equipment and what we can do if we're not all able to get together. Correct, Natty?
Very correct. And so the next step will be seeing if we can get more than one or two people on the line to do this. But more exciting is to get all of us together, because that's where we have the most fun, obviously. And I've missed doing this.
More than you can even imagine I've missed doing.
I think my favorite thing, at first it was my least favorite thing, but every show that I would go to, especially if there was at least one other person from the podcast there, is people would come up and they would say, hey, where's the show? What's happening? And the air of uncomfortability that would come about, because it's just like, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. There was never, it just wasn't a good way to answer, because it was just like, I don't know, just people got really busy, stuff started to happen, and it was just like, we don't want to talk about it. And then the people who asked would be like, oh, I'm sorry I asked now. So.
But it was never anything bad. It was just like a bunch of old guys having different things to do with their lives.
Yes.
So it's never anything bad, and I want to crush that. If anyone had that narrative in their head, not the case at all. We're all best friends still. It's all good. It's just life takes its turn for you guys. I just don't do anything.
You do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't want to get into your week, but you had a big week, and you know it, so you stop it.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, all good, brother.
All right. Well, I love this because now I'm going to go to bed. So
beautiful.
Bumper car out.
Beautiful. Bumper car, you have a great night. Listen, follow us. We're going to revamp the social media, too, once this comes out because we want to get this out there at Dumbfellas Pod.
Yep.
On Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, follow us on the Shining Wizards Network on everywhere you can. We're going to be back, the four of us, four and a half of us, five of us. We'll all be back again at some point soon. Darren Patterson, I love you.
Oh, John Trumbull, I don't want you to feel left out. Kevin loves you, too.
Johnny T and the Rumblers.
Johnny T. Rumsfeld.
That's my favorite thing ever. All right, Natty, peace out, Clip Scout, and don't forget to edit that middle part out.
Thanks, Grief. Talk to you later.
You all. Love you. Love you, buddy. Bye.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.